Hey guys, it's Barry Aldridge here, and hello, welcome to another audio brew. And it has been quite a while, and yeah, that's it though, really. No update for me though today. I might do an update probably later on this week. It's something that I read though, from the internet, and I totally 100% agree with this, and I think a lot of people are as well. Is that about Stephen Moffat has said, yeah, that, you know, fans should not really give spoilers to the show, and he says, yeah, they're not really fans of the show, and he wishes, yeah, they would be fans of other shows instead of trying to give away. What actually happened was, he invited a group of fans to a press event thing for the first two episodes. I can't remember if it was in London or New York or something like that, but it's one of those press event things, you know, just to promote the new series of Doctor Who. And he says, yeah, that this fan had actually posted the entire details of plot of the very first two episodes, in not in the best English, on an internet forum. And he says, yeah, that, you know, it spoils the enjoyment and that for the fans. And I agree with him. I mean, I've sort of stayed away from forums for quite a long time, probably before Moffat's time, because I feel like that the media are really bad at this as well. I mean, back in Series 1, I was pretty angry when some of the newspapers gave away the 13th episode details. And I think it angered Russell T. Davis. So when it came to Series 2, what they did was they never showed the last 5 minutes of the Army of Ghosts to any previews. They go, you have to find out on TV transmission. And then Doomsday was the very first ever time they actually showed that episode and that. And I think some of the press got pretty angry about that because they rated the episode low, saying, oh, we never got a preview tape. And, if you ain't got a preview tape, don't review it. Just don't review it. Just review another show. But yeah, you know, and then, you know, I think some media would give away certain points per story, but never give away an ending after that. But, you know, I do get a little bit angry, though, when certain stories are revealed and that type of thing as well. I remember years ago with Friends, they gave away storylines about what happened at the end of the series. And I thought, oh, this has got to be fake. And the photos have got to be, you know, something you had to lure off the press or something. Then it turned out that stuff actually happened. I was like, oh! And that's probably one of the reasons why I hate the press and that, is because they think, yeah, that given the spoilers and that and details about the episodes would be good. It's not. It's only people that are kind of like really interested in what really happened. I mean, the thing is, certain events that happened in EastEnders years ago, they were kind of like spoiled because I said, oh, this person did this certain thing, and they said, yeah, we already knew because we read on the papers. So I was like, what, really? And they went, yeah. I was like, ugh. Anyway, so in a kind of way, to me, spoilers are a definite no-no. I mean, whenever I do Doctor Who reviews, I will admit, I mean, I'm trying to keep them spoiler-free at times. And sometimes they do let go, but I never give away the ending of the episode. I always say, well, you should, if it's, I find it a bit disappointing about how the Doctor dealt with this and dealt with this solution and that solution. And, oh, I like how he dealt with the silence, you know, in the first two episodes, which I thought was great. You know, you say you have to watch that just to find out how he deals with them, and it's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I give little ideas, like spoiler-free notes, but that's it, though, really. And that's it. And I never discuss about what could happen in future episodes, because if you hype something up so much, it may turn out to be a disappointment. I mean, that's what's happened to me a lot of the time. It's only happened once or twice on certain shows where I went, wow, this is even better than I thought. But other than that, most of the time, no. Yeah. If you think I'm contradicting myself in this audio boo, please do leave a comment, either on the audio boo or Twitter or Facebook, because I know some people are coming from all different directions though to listen to this boo. Anyway, I'll speak to you guys pretty soon. I agree with a lot of what Moffat says. I don't think they're fully going to go though, people who like to spoil shows and that. But, you know, it does take a stance that, look, you know, people, a lot of Doctor Who fans don't want spoilers. They want to enjoy the show. And I agree with those fans. Anyway, I've got to go though, guys. I'm running out of time. I'll speak to you though in a couple of days. Bye-bye.